Welcome back. Today we're going deep into arrangement for advanced jungle and drum and bass in Ableton Live, with a very specific target, a late-night jungle journey that feels smoky, restrained, hypnotic and inevitable. This is not the big intro, big breakdown, big drop EDM formula. This is After Hours Logic. It's DJ-friendly, it rolls forever, and the track feels like one continuous hallucination in a blue-lit warehouse at 3 a.m. By the end, you'll have a 4:30 to 6-minute roller with a long mixable intro, two main drops, a breakdown that feels like a fog corridor instead of a full stop, and a clean 64-bar exit for DJs. And the whole time, we're going to keep one identity thread running through the track, a smoky hook that keeps reappearing in different forms. Alright, open Ableton Live, go to Arrangement View, and let's set the grid so it behaves like jungle. First, tempo. Put it somewhere between 165 and 174. I'll pick 170 BPM because it has that classic pressure. Next, do not swing everything globally right now. Keep the groove tight at first. We'll add swing selectively later if we even need it. Late-night rollers often feel better when the human comes from micro-edits and ghost notes, not a heavy groove template slapped on everything. Now, the secret weapon. Locators. Drop locators every 16 bars. Just scaffolding, but it keeps the story DJ usable and makes your decisions faster. Name them like this. Intro 1 from bar 1 to 17. Intro 2 from 17 to 33. Dropper from 33 to 97. Bridge from 97 to 129. Drop B from 129 to 193. Outro from 193 to 257. If your track ends up for 30 or 6 minutes, that's fine. This is a map, not a prison. But jungle loves phrase logic, and DJs love you for it. Now we build a journey template. Groups that are fast to arrange and easy to automate. Create 4 groups. Group 1. Drums. Inside it. Kick, snare or clap. Break as your main break. Break B as your variation, tops like hats and rides, and perk effects like rimshots, ghost hits, little one-shots. On the drum bus for the whole group, use stock devices. Start with drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch very low, like 0 to 10%. Boom only if it's not fighting your sub, and aim that boom frequency around 45 to 60 Hz if you use it at all. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to smash it. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks, just to knit it. Then EQ8. High pass at 20 to 30 Hz to clean sub-rumble. If the break is biting your face, look around 3 to 6 kHz and do a gentle dip. Gentle. You're shaping mood, not amputating. Group 2. Bass. Sub. Mid-bass layer like a Reese or low mid-grit, and bass effects shots for occasional fills. On the bass bus, put EQ8 first, then saturator with soft clip-on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Optional light compression if it's unruly. Then utility. Keep the sub mono. If you want width, that's for upper layers only, and even then, keep it controlled. Group 3. Music and Atmos. Pads, stabs, vocal texture, drones, noise beds. This is where the smoke lives, but we're going to be disciplined about it. On the Atmos bus. Auto filter for fog opening moments. Echo synced, like 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback 15 to 35%, and roll off the lows so the delay isn't smearing your low mids. Then reverb, decay 2 to 6 seconds, low cut somewhere between 250 and 600 Hz, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Then utility for width automation. Group 4. Effects and transitions. Risers, downlifters, impacts, tape stops. Final noise, reloads. Tasteful. The vibe is late night. If it starts sounding like a trailer, pull back. Before we arrange, we need identity. One signature smoky hook that appears in multiple sections. Pick one. A vocal phrase stretched into haze. A minor seventh jazz stab. A two-note pad motif. A horn stab resampled and filtered. One hook, not five. Here's a practical Ableton method. Drop your hook sample into simpler. If it's a phrase, use slice mode. If it's a stab, classic mode is fine. Add auto filter, low pass 12 dB. Add saturator, drive 2 to 4 dB. Add echo, and keep ping pong off for a darker centered feel. Then reverb, with low cut up to about 400 Hz so it doesn't cloud the mix. Now, the key to smoky mood is not the sound itself, it's the breathing. Automate the filter cutoff so it gently opens and closes every 8 bars like lungs. And at the end of 16s or 32s, automate the reverb. Send up for the last 2 beats so the hook smears into the next phrase. Quick coach note here. Think in systems, not sections. The listener needs continuity, so choose two or three systems that run through the whole track, like a noise bed that breathes, a ghost percussion loop that's barely there, and hook tail. You'll reorchestrate these systems over time rather than constantly introducing brand new ideas. Now we build the intro, 32 to 64 bars. This is where DJs decide if your track is playable, but it also sets your story. Let's do a 64-bar intro layout. Bars 1 to 16, atmosphere only, plus a distant break ghost. Take break A, but high pass it aggressively. Something like 250 to 600 HC on an auto filter, and keep it low in volume. Add vinyl crackle or a noise bid if you want, but make it rhythmic. If the noise is just static, it's boring. If it breathes with the track, it becomes air. Bar 17 to 32, bring in tops and hint of snare. Closed hats, shuffled perk, very low. Introduce the smoky hook quietly, like it's coming from another room. Bars 33 to 48, the full break arrives, but bass is still muted or filtered. This is big. Let the rhythm arrive before the weight arrives. You're teasing the body into the roll. Bars 49 to 64, tease the drop. Bass comes closer. Add ghost snare activity, not an EDM snare ramp. You want tension from motion, not from a giant linear build. Add a short riser, then let a reverb tail pull you into the drop. Here's an Ableton trick that makes this clean and repeatable. Create a return track called Intro Filter. Put an auto filter on it, high pass 24 dB around 300 HC, then a reverb at maybe 15 to 25% wet. Send your breaks to it during the intro, then automate that send down to zero right at the drop. It's like the curtain's opening. Also, add DJ utility bars. One or two bars that are intentionally plain. Clean hats, stable break, minimal hook. These are mix handles. This is how your track gets played more. Now drop A. 64 bars. The mentality. Lock the roll, then evolve it without changing the groove. In the first 32 of drop A, keep it strict. Full drums, full bass, hook present but not overexposed. And here's a rule I want you to feel in your bones. Your foreground budget is tiny. In smoky after-hours vibes, the foreground should rarely exceed two elements. Usually break and bass. Everything else lives behind them through filtering, reverb, and level. If the drop feels busy, it's usually not a composition problem. It's a depth problem. Pull things back in space and tone before you mute them. Second 32 of drop A is where we introduce controlled mutation. Duplicate break A to break B. On break B, add beat repeat, but keep it subtle. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16, chance 10 to 20%, mix 10 to 20%, and crucially, automate beat repeat on and off only for fills. Do not leave it running like a randomizer. Jungle is pocket. Random chops kill the pocket fast. Then do a couple manual edits. Slice out 2 to 4 signature hits, like an amen shout or a snare flam, and place them as call and response at phrase ends. For bass, keep the sub steady, hypnosis is the point, but change the mid-bass every 16 bars. New harmonic, a short reese layer, a rhythmic gap, a little answered phrase. The sub is your spine, the mid-bass is your expression. Now let's talk landmarks. Add audible landmarks every 8 bars, tiny things that don't feel like fills, a single rimshot, a reversed hat, a one-note bass pickup, a micro-vocal inhale. Dancers and DJs subconsciously count, and these signposts make the track feel intentional without feeling busy. Next, the bridge, the fog corridor breakdown, 16 to 32 bars. This is where a lot of producers ruin momentum by doing a dramatic stop. Late night jungle works better when you reduce density, not energy. Here's a strong 32-bar bridge recipe. Remove kick or remove sub for 8 to 16 bars, but keep a filtered break loop going. Keep the hook atmosphere. Keep one tension element like a noise riser or a reversed cymbal. On the drum group, use auto filter low pass and bring it down to somewhere like 2 to 5 kHz. On the bass, mute the sub entirely, but leave a tiny mid texture so the room doesn't feel empty. Now a high level arrangement move that sounds expensive. Resample a section of your drop drums. Create a new track called Ghost Roll. Put that resample there. Add a big reverb, then high pass it at 300 to 600 HZ. Keep it low, like minus 24 to minus 18 dB. This creates a club memory effect. The drop is still haunting the breakdown. The listener never loses the world. If you want extra cigarette haze depth, create a return track called Haze. Put a long reverb, like 5 to 9 seconds, high pass up to 600 HZ, high cut around 7 to 9 kHE. Then echo with very low feedback, 1/8 dotted, filter dark. Then a saturator after the reverb, just 1 to 2 dB drive, to thicken tails. Send only selected hits to it, Snare ghosts, hook fragments, little FX. Automate the send up briefly at phrase ends. That's the smoke machine. Now drop B. 64 bars. Same world, higher stakes. Not a new track. Pick two or three upgrade strategies. First, drum density increase. Add a ride pattern or more syncopated tops. Not louder, just more motion. Second, bass call and response. Keep sub consistent, but add mid fills at the ends of 4, 8, or 16 bars. Third, hook recontextualization. Same hook, but filter differently, pitched slightly, or chopped into a new rhythm. Fourth, add a danger bar every 16 or every 32. One bar where reality bends, then it snaps back. Danger bar ideas, a halftime illusion for one bar, break continues, but you sneak a halftime kick pattern underneath. A snare displacement one time, move one snare earlier by a 16th, only once, or it becomes a new groove. A spectral dip, automate a brief low mid cut on the drum bus for one bar so the next bar slams back like a door opening. Here's a device move for drop B bite on your mid bass. At Ableton amp, mode clean or blues, keep gain low. It's for edge, not guitar. Or use overdrive around 1 to 2 kHz. Small drive and automated only on fills. Now bar line psychology. Make big changes on bar 1 of a phrase. Make tension on bar 15 into 16 or 31 into 33. Tease on the last bar, confirm on the first bar. That's how the arrangement feels inevitable, like it couldn't have happened any other way. Once drop B has done its job, we exit like professionals. Outro, 32 to 64 bars. Clean mix out with atmosphere. Here's a reliable 64 bar outro. First 16, keep drums strong. Start removing hook elements. Next 16, simplify bass by removing mid bass first. Keep sub a little longer. Next 16, filter breaks gradually, high pass up to around 200 to 400 Hz. Last 16, leave tops and atmos, let it tail off into the night. Final polish. In the last 16 bars, reduce stereo width slightly with utility. It helps the mix fold inward, feels like the room is closing. And increase reverb send on atmos for a smooth fade, but keep it high passed so you don't fog the low mids. Now do an energy automation pass. This is where advanced arrangements become fast, because you stop guessing. Think of energy as 3 knobs per 16 bars, brightness, distance, density. Brightness is drum and atmos filter position. Distance is reverb and echo amount. Density is how many rhythmic layers are active. Write quick notes on your locators if you want, like density 2, bright 4, distance 3. This prevents random arranging. Also, automation hierarchy. If you automate everything, nothing reads. Pick one macro automation per section. This audio version is shortened for playback.